No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And we got PNB Rock today on the show. PNB Rock just mentioned One Oak and Justin Bieber. So this is going to be a different kind of podcast. You really must have came up. You're living that lifestyle, huh?
Oh, yeah, bro. It's different right now, bro, for sure.
Yeah. So tell me about this. What's One Oak like for a kid from the hood like you?
Man, that shit was super turned. I was in there. I don't know if y'all can't see it right now, but I was on my scooter, bro. We was in there teed up.
That's the craziest part is that. So I guess we got to talk about this before we can talk about anything. What the fuck happened to your leg?
Bro,
I was this cute little scooter.
I was fucking in Miami. Call myself being Philly Bull, bike life bull, riding this fucking bike.
Oh my God.
I fucking fell off that shit, bro. And I broke 4 bones on my shit. I had to get surgery.
Really? So you got plate in there or something?
Yeah, I had the plate. I just got my pins taken out like probably like 4 or 5 days ago.
Holy shit, that's fucking crazy. You about that bike life shit? That's big out in them Philly,
nah,
huh?
Nah, man, not even, bro. I just was trying to participate. You feel me?
Turned up.
I just got off tour, so I just wanted to go to Miami and just go on some type of vacay, and the second day in, I just fucked it up.
So you're living this fucking celebrity lifestyle, man. You're out of Miami, you're with Bieber, you're at One Oak, goddamn.
Yeah, man, it's coming, man. It's shit starting to turn up for me, bro.
How many years have you been, goddamn it, the fucking phone, where is it? Shout out to all the kids who prank call us here at the On Some Shit Store when they know we're doing interviews.
Shout out to y'all, man. You live for this shit.
It's for the culture. I'd be doing the same thing if I was a kid. So where were we? All right, so explain to me your interaction with Bieber.
So pretty much, I met Bieber through Floyd Mayweather.
Jesus Christ. Big money talking here.
Yeah, I think Floyd's daughter, I think she messed with my music and shit. Like, she was a fan. I guess she put him on. So he reached out to me on Twitter. We was talking on Twitter for a minute. And then he introduced me to John Shahibi, which is Justin Bieber's business partner.
Okay.
And I just been fucking with them for a minute, you feel me? Just building business relationships, you feel me? And last night, it was like my first time meeting Bieber.
Right.
We went to Catch.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went to One Oak. It was fucking turned up, bro. It was too lit. Then after that, everything was a blur, bro. We went to 2 other spots, but I can't remember the names. I was fucking smacked.
What were you drinking?
Bro, I don't know, bro. Whatever Justin Bieber, I knew it was some fire type of shit. That shit had me, my shit on fire.
You didn't think about choking him out like Post Malone?
No.
That would have been cool, though, right?
Bro.
That would have been fire if you fucking threw him in a headlock or something. Do it for Philly real quick. Give him a noogie. Hey, but yo, were you smoking weed in One Oak?
Yeah, man, I was smoking weed everywhere I was at last night, except for Catch. I wish I could smoke today. But I was smoking, listen, some crazy shit happened to me in Catch, though.
What?
A fan came, and he was from Philly.
For people, was this like a real fancy restaurant?
Catch, yeah, it's like a fancy restaurant. Like, when I pulled up, like, everybody was looking at me like I was crazy because I was on the scooter. Now, I guess they didn't think I was going to get the fuck in there because it's like some crazy type of guest list type of shit, I guess. When I went upstairs, I seen P. Diddy.
Really?
Fucking Spider-Man was up there, bro.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was a lot of motherfuckers.
What's his name? The fucking actor who plays Spider-Man? I forget.
They told me last night, bro. I was high as shit.
Are you still? So how long have you been this version of PNB Rock that gets to go to fucking One Oak with Justin Bieber as opposed to the version who was just a kid hanging out in the neighborhood?
Bro, this shit just it's all starting to happen for me now. So I would say, like, I've been doing music for like 2-3 years now.
That's it?
Yeah. I got signed last year.
The oldest songs on your SoundCloud, are those your earliest songs that you actually put out onto the internet?
Yep.
Yeah, what was the one about Keisha and...
and Becky.
I was listening to that last night. I'm like, damn, I want...
You know, everybody love that.
Because that's the move for all these fucking new rappers. Is they go on SoundCloud and delete all their old shit, so they only have like, 12 songs. Mm-mm. They want to keep it super rare.
Nah, because I want you to see the progression and the growth of me and my shit. Like, especially for me... When I first started making music, I was upstate. I was in jail. I did 33 months.
Right.
And when I came home, it was a whole different. I wasn't expecting the music to be like the way it was. So I had to adapt to the shit. You feel me? I had to learn a new slang. I had to just learn what was the new lingo, what was going on, like be more hip.
You got that disassociated from it in like 3 years?
Bro, you would be surprised, bro. I didn't know how to fucking use social media, none of that shit. Bro, I didn't know how to use Instagram, none of that shit. That shit wasn't out. I was Facebook boy on the computer. You feel me?
You still got to do that. Facebook's that shit, huge.
Nah, I know, but now it's like...
Instagram.
Way different, bro. Like,
yeah.
It's Facebook, I don't know what the fuck be going on.
Dude, in 3 years, fucking technology on social media, the way that shit changes. Instagram Live, we couldn't even thought of that a year ago.
I was upstate thinking about Instagram, though, bro, because I was watching, like, BET. They used to have 106 in Park. That shit is over now, but fucking they used to be talking about, like, yeah, Instagram, follow me on Instagram and all that. I'm like, damn, what the fuck is some shit I'm missing out on? You feel me? So I wanted to see what was the grand from the rip.
So this your criminal stint. You were a good kid like up until a certain point, and then what was the turning point that changed shit for you and got you in the streets for a period of time?
I pretty much was like always in and out of like placement in jail and shit like that. Like I was like I wouldn't say I was a good kid. I was a bad drunk kid. Like I was in the way.
Right.
Like, my mom had 5 boys and shit. and she was a single parent.
You were the youngest one, or where were you?
I was like in the middle.
Okay.
I got two older, two younger. One of my brothers is autistic, though, so it's like he was like kind of younger than all of us. We had to take care of him.
Right. And so you were growing up pretty rough. Were you poor?
Yeah, shit. We was in and out of shelters.
Right, the shelters. I heard you talking about in another interview.
Yeah, just fucked up. Like, family wasn't really rocking with us like that. Like, so growing up, like, we was moving around a lot. Like, I probably lived in, like, fucking everywhere, bro. I lived in Virginia. I lived in New York. A lot of places in PA,
Did
Philly.
You grow up feeling like you didn't have any sort of, like, consistency in your life? Like, you didn't have anything you could really rely on because everything was just so up in the air all the time?
Yeah, I grew up, like, shit was rough, bro. Like, you feel me? Like, we ain't really have, like, all the up-to-date clothes that everybody wore. Like, I wanted to be fly, you feel me? I had the swag and all that shit, but I just didn't have the clothes or the money. You
right.
feel me? Like, my uncle used to take care of us, but he got killed and shit. So,
right.
that shit really happened. Like, everything went down the drain.
So, your uncle was, like, your father figure at a certain like, point, though, right?
Yep. He was definitely, like, my father figure.
So, you never knew your dad?
Nah, he got killed.
Right.
He got killed when I was, like, three. My brother mom killed him, actually. Shit is crazy.
Do you know, like, what the scenario was about, or?
Yeah, it pretty much was, like my dad had a whole family, like, probably like 6 or 7 kids.
Right.
With another female. And he eventually branched off, started messing with my mom. He
right.
was older than my mom and shit. And his baby mom at the time, like, she just wasn't going for that shit, bro.
Right.
Like, she was jealous, you feel me? Once they had me, they tried to hash it out, but you feel me? Like, she eventually stabbed him, killed him in the middle of the street.
Holy
in front
fuck.
Of their family and all that shit. In front of their kids, all of that shit.
Holy shit. And so do you remember when you finally learned about that as a kid? Did they not?
Yeah.
They didn't tell you about it when you were young, obviously.
Nah, my mom kept it real. She kept it all the way real, bro.
My mom's
one of those type of moms.
What's your relationship with your mom like?
It's getting better. You feel me? Me and my mom, like, we had that relationship growing up, whereas they're like, she always took care of me. She was strict as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, a lot of the rules that she was trying to dab me, I wouldn't go by that shit. So she would always be kicking me out, like, when I was young. Like, I would be getting kicked out of the crib all the time, you feel me? So a lot of the times I was in placement and stuff like that. Like, I would try to reach out to my mom. Like, we was, like, never on good terms until, like, I got locked up upstate. I started getting more mature, and I started realizing some of the shit that I was doing was really out of pocket, like, you feel me? And I was in the way.
Well, yeah, I mean,
then we started talking more back and forth. Yeah.
Single woman with 5 fucking boys.
No, I
that's insane.
That shit's crazy.
How old are you now?
I'm 25.
25. So you're starting to be able to, like, kind of get perspective on how insanely tough her job must have been, right?
Hell yeah, bro. I got a daughter.
Yeah.
She's 3. Shit is crazy. So
that's crazy. So you had the daughter before the success started happening to you too.
Yeah, yeah.
Was that incredibly stressful at the time because you didn't have any reliable way to know you could take care of her?
Hell yeah, because I had just came home from upstate.
Right. And so we should talk about that first. How did you get locked up? Because you it was a robbery charge, I believe.
Yeah,
I saw.
I got locked up for robbery. The robbery didn't send me upstate, though. It was pretty much my actions after that. Like,
right.
I was in the way. Like, I kept catching little-ass cases, like little weed cases, little shit in the way, and I stopped, reporting to my probation officer. They kept giving me chances, like, letting me out, you feel me? Put me in drug and alcohol program and shit. I stopped going to that shit.
Right.
I just kept violating, and my violations just turned into time, you feel me? They finally eventually caught up to me and was like, man, we gonna sit you down for this certain amount of time. I had 2.5 to 5. They're like, we gonna sit you down for 2.5 to 5. I'm like, fuck the fuck, I ain't damn. But they sat me the fuck down. That shit was like a reality check, you feel me? And that's when I really like started trying to buckle down and figure out what the fuck I wanted to do.
So when you look at that time period, like, why were you acting in such a self-destructive way? Like, did you just, you hadn't thought about your future? Because now you seem like you're so motivated and driven.
Yeah, it was like, I ain't know what the fuck I wanted to do, bro. I ain't have no, like, goals. Like, you know how some people, like, I ain't graduate high school, none of that shit.
Okay.
It was like, I just was going day by day. It was me and my little brother. He was out there, you feel me, like, jugging,
mm-hmm.
really jugging, like, trying to get it. Anything we had to do to get to a dollar, we was doing it, you feel mm-hmm. me? Selling drugs, robbing, scamming, you feel me? Finessing, just getting to the dollar, you feel me? But it was pretty much like, I ain't give a fuck about what I was. I just was pretty much trying to get to the next day, get to the next meal, get to the next lay, you feel
right.
me? I was day by day, boy.
And so you're in jail, and, like, you start really. What was your involvement with music before that? Like, had you actually written music before?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I used to always, like, I always was into music. Like, that was probably the only thing that I can say that I really fucked it with throughout my whole life. Like, I ain't keep it 100. I was into shit.
Mm-hmm.
But music always stuck. And I always knew I had a voice, you feel me? That's the only thing that I knew. I had a voice. Like, I always would be singing, like, other people's shit, like, on the radio. If it come on, like, I had an MP3 player. I used to listen to download shit off of LimeWire.
And so you knew you could sing?
Yeah, I knew I had a voice, you feel me? So my mom knew that shit, too.
Really?
She used to try, like, do little shit, like, put me in music class, but it wasn't there. Like, I wasn't... My mom was doing too much street shit, like, and I didn't think, like, my friends would be cool with me singing and shit. Like the shit that I was doing, I didn't think people would be cool with me, like, busting tunes.
Doing street shit and
yeah.
then, like, singing. It's a little different, right?
And I wasn't, like, the thing that I was it wouldn't be like the thing that I'm doing now. It would be like more so traditional R&B shit. Like I wasn't on the street type of. That shit didn't click to me until I got upstate. Like,
if you had to recommend to our audience like the R&B artists that you grew up on that like you absolutely love, I saw Jodeci on the list.
Yeah.
Who else?
Jodeci, R. Kelly, nigga, fucking New Edition. Everybody, like my mom listened to everybody, so like everybody, anybody coming up, Mary J. Blige, you right. feel me? Like I fuck with her shit, OD. Shit, I listen to everybody, bro.
That's dope. Yeah. So jail, was it like at a certain point in jail, did you resolve like I'm not gonna break the law anymore? When I get out, I'm gonna clean up my act, or did you know that you were gonna get out and still have to keep doing that kind of shit to get by?
No, man, I'm gonna keep it 100. When I came home, my plans was to do music. You feel me? Like I had songs that I had written, and I was like, the people upstate. Those the guys upstate, like all the guys up jails, in the jails that I was in, I was singing his songs and putting my raps out there to those guys, and they was fucking with it OD. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm gonna come home. If they fucking with this shit, the streets is gonna fuck with this shit, because like this, like your tough critics, like they not gonna tell you no bullshit. They not gonna beat around the bush. They gonna tell you if this shit is ass, this shit is ass. And they was really like, yo, your shit is fire, and you better go home and do da 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 da, or we gonna be mad if we see you back in here type shit.
Right.
So when I came home, my focus was gonna be like on the music, like. But I ain't gonna lie, like I still didn't have like, I ain't had no home to go to when I came home. You feel me?
Really? So it was
like
nowhere.
Fuck no.
You like, sleeping on a couch somewhere?
No, nah, like I was in the halfway house. Really? I don't know. Yeah, I was in the halfway house, and I was stuck in the halfway house. Like I couldn't. Like I don't know if you're familiar with the halfway house, but it was like.
Yeah, my dad was in one as a kid, and I remember going there, and it was super fucking depressing.
Yes, it is ass.
It's worse super than jail ass. In a way.
Yeah,
like, it's like, worse to like have to see your dad in a, like your dad with a curfew.
Yeah,
so it doesn't feel right,
bro,
you know.
That shit is trash.
It's so like at least lock him in a fucking cell.
In the halfway house, I was like, you only can leave when you get a home plan. Like, and the home plan is like somewhere where the PO can come to there.
Right.
They can check to see, like, look at your room space area. Mm-hmm. Like, so somewhere they can come to and check on you, you feel me? And I ain't had that shit. So it was like, I was stuck in that bitch for like 7 months. Like, it was still like I was locked the fuck up. So, I'm
so
like,
what
do
you, we were working, trying to save money and shit?
Yeah, nah, they was like, I had a little fake job and shit. Like,
oh, really?
I had some little people at McDonald's and shit that used to, like, fucked it with me.
Yeah.
From the streets. And, like, I used to go to McDonald's, like I was working and shit, making my own schedule. But I really was just doing whatever, bro. Like, I just was running around in the streets, like, fucking up. Like, and then eventually I got tired of that shit, and I just, one day I woke up and I just left the halfway. I was like, fuck it, I ain't doing that shit no more.
Uh-huh.
And I met my manager and shit.
So you met him, and he believed in the music that you had already written?
Yeah, like, I had, like, 2 songs on SoundCloud.
Okay.
Like, and that shit was buzzing, though. It, was, like,
it already was doing good.
Different sounds for Philly. Hell yeah. It was some shit called Weekend Baby. It was with me and some guy named PNB Tiz from my block and shit.
Right. And so the PNB, for the record, it's the intersection of the streets where you grew up, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's in Germantown. It's an uptown section of Philly. Pastorius and Baton. So you got PNB. You got PNB Rock, PNB Mean, PNB Shoddy. It's a whole bunch of PNBs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's dope. And So you meet up with this manager, and is he here right now? Is this one of these dudes?
Yeah. One of them here right now.
Okay. He looks like he's from Philly. You got the beard and everything. Yeah. He looks like, I better not say anything too crazy. He's going to fuck me up. But
yeah, shout out to MF and Love. Hey, no, but it's pretty much like I put 2 songs out on SoundCloud. They was buzzing in Philly. You feel me? Like, people was fucking with it. And Bam Say No More. That's my other manager.
Mm-hmm.
He the one who like reached out, like, really was like, I'm fucking with your shit, like, your shit sound fire.
Are these like established dudes that have like worked with like artists already, or are these like guys from the block kind of?
Mont never did nothing. MF and Love, he ain't never do nothing as far as music. Like, this was I'm his first time fucking with anything music wise. Like, he did everything else, like, fuck with the houses, fuck with real estate, shit like that. But he ain't never fucked with no music shit.
But they just believed
Bam
him.
Bam did. He the one who like I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it was like some little DVD series, a rap series. They got Meek popping, like...
What was it called?
It was called Headshots.
Oh, and everybody, that was like the version of Smack?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, everybody that's up and coming would be on that DVD rapping and shit. So, Bam was one of the creators of that shit. So, he stopped fucking with the music from what I knew. But he still was looking and shit. Like, he still had his ear to the streets type shit.
Right.
So, when he heard that shit, he knew that it was going to go.
Right.
So, he was like, he reached out. And I ain't going to lie. Like, I didn't know what to expect out of this shit. Like... I met him at a bar, you feel me? Like, it was their bar, they owned the bar. So I'm like, what the fuck do these niggas want? Like,
right.
Like, what do they want? Like, what's up? So they was talking some shit like, yeah, we fucking with your music. We trying, like, we want to fuck with you. Like, we see you ain't got nobody fucking with you. I'm like, all right, we gonna see. Like, like people talk shit like all that shit to me all the time. You feel me? Like,
right.
Say this, they gonna do this, say they gonna do that. So especially I wasn't really
now,
believing.
Now they really popping. It's like everybody wants to tell you, like, oh, I wasn't can really make you a popping million
like
dollars.
That though. Okay. That's why I ain't really believe it.
But they saw the little bit and they knew that potential.
That shit could go crazy. Yeah.
So what changes is when you meet up with them? Do you just basically get in the studio all the time? What kind of stuff do they start doing for
Pretty
you?
Much they started getting me in the studio. Like, I started getting way more comfortable, like, with like recording. Mm-hmm. When we started working on the project, I came out with R&B 1. Shit, that shit had the streets of Philly on fire, bro.
So it went crazy right from the beginning?
Yeah, like, I started putting a little sound. Like, every time I would record a song, like, I would put, like, a little 15-second clip on the gram, like, every song. Like, so I had the shit going crazy. Like, they was like, dang, this shit sounding fire. Like, what the fuck is... He got a whole different type of sound. Like, he coming from Philly. So when I put it out, I was selling them for $10 a CD. Bro, I sold fucking 200 CDs fast as shit. And I was like, damn, this shit really flying.
Selling a CD so these days, too. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, bro. This shit was crazy.
They must have really wanted it.
The streets really wanted that shit.
Yeah. So was it ever, like, one of the annoying fucking cliche things about Philly is that it's supposed to be all these battle rap motherfuckers, like, State Property kind of gave it that. Meek keeps that going. But you're doing a totally different thing. Was it kind of hard for you to even break out of that box of, like, oh, this is what Philly is supposed to sound like?
Fuck no, bro. Like,
you were always who you were.
Like, it was, like, for me, it was, I feel like it was so easy and so fast. Like, Philly needed that.
Right.
Like, Philly needed something. Mm-hmm. Like, we needed something to change up. Like, the shit was, it wasn't like, nobody was really like looking for us, like, music wise. Like, it wasn't like nothing to, people wasn't, I don't know. It was a lot of rappers in Philly at the time too, though. And they was all on the same type of wave though, like hard shit. Like, really wasn't giving you like no shit for the females. Really wasn't giving you like no songs. Like,
it's hard,
it was like
it's hard to break
pretty much
out.
Freestyle rap type shit.
When you're ARAB, it's kind of hard to, you know, break out of the fucking, certain type of market, you know?
ARAB, that's my guy.
Yeah, he's dope as fuck. Yeah. But, damn, that's dope. It's just so crazy when you think about Philly in general, because it's like you could hop on a bus for an hour and a half and be in New York, but meanwhile, New York is where everything happens industry-wise, and then you got Philly, who has had stars and shit, but never gets anywhere close to as much attention as you would think for being so close geographically.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, bro. It's like, now you got a lot of eyes on Philly, because you got me, you got Uzi, you feel me? It's a lot of people, like, behind the scenes that's doing shit, like writers, fucking producers.
You an Uzi fan?
Yeah, definitely.
He's doing his own thing too. He's kind of in a completely different world.
You wouldn't even know that he was from Philly if you heard his music. You feel me? Like, it's like Philly is coming up with different type of shit now. Like,
that's dope,
like,
though. Yeah, dudes like you and him are gonna help dudes open their minds.
Yeah. Like, as soon as I started doing this shit, and like, I ain't saying like I'm the first person that ever did it, but it's like, as soon as I started doing this, like, people was fucking with it, and they seen that I can, like, damn, motherfucking can make it out of Philly. Like, damn. It, like, opened up people's eyes. You feel me? Like, it started, like, people started seeing that thing. You can make it out of this motherfucker. Like, we ain't stuck in this bitch.
Especially with,
like,
social media. You could kind of live anywhere, and if you get your shit cracking, it won't matter. Yeah.
Hell yeah, bro. So people doing anything in Philly right now. You got everybody doing this shit. Like,
you got anybody that you have, like, a particular level of affection for in terms of, like, hardcore Philly battle rap type motherfuckers? Like you got, like, a Cassidy poster on your wall growing up or something?
No. I used to fuck with that shit OD, though. Like, I used to listen to that shit. I used to know them niggas' raps. Like, that shit was mine. Like, I was a heavy Meek fan, heavy Georgia Head fan, Quilic Mills. Like, you feel me? Like, Reed Dollars, all of them up-and-coming boys. Like, I was fucking with them shits heavy. Like, especially people from uptown, like Cheek Raw. You feel me?
So what's up? So
I listen to all of them.
When did you start to feel like you had your first, like, real breakthrough? Like, you said your first tape was doing good, but, like, you are a dude who's known for the hits. So when did you first feel like you had a hit?
I think my first hit was a song called My City Needs Something.
That one, yeah, that one's fucking fire.
Shit was some shit, like, it was like a lot of shit going on in Philly at the time. Like,
people wouldn't expect your first hit to be, like, political in a sense.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and that shit was different. It was like, damn, this boy really making some real music. Like, he talking about some shit and it's catchy, and like, my kids singing this shit. Like, I'm a grown ass man. Like, my kids singing this shit. Like, they telling me to listen to this shit. So now it's starting to be like, now the kids is starting to fuck with it. Like, that's when I started like getting more of my fans started getting, like, it started from me being just like the street rapper and having like all the street niggas fucking with me. Like, now it's like kids fucking with my shit. Like, and they starting to grow and spread
girls
this shit,
and shit
like way more. Yeah, hell yeah.
That's crazy. So do you start, like, going on tour kind of early on? Or, oh my God, I can't believe I can see the Pokemon Go fucking app on your phone. Wow. Because I seen you in the Pikachu sweatshirt on Instagram, too.
Yeah, you know, I used to fuck with Pokemon when I was a young boy.
He hits the lock screen.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff.
Did you play Pokemon Go a lot, or just a little bit?
Yeah. I used to fuck with that shit. Like, I don't play it no more, though.
Yeah, I had to quit. Yeah. It was taking up too much of my life,
too,
man.
Bro, like,
it fucked me up.
Hell yeah.
So were you using Auto-Tune from day one?
Nah, I was like, at first I was using some shit like, it was just like a, it was like a track. My engineer had like a track set to the side for me, whereas they're like, it just cleaned me up. It wasn't no auto-tune. It was like some shit that he did where it just like cleaned my voice up. You could hear the change like when I started using auto-tune. Like I started using auto-tune like R&B 3.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I just started like making like different type of music, I said, fuck, I'm gonna start using auto-tune.
Who's the best auto-tune artist of all time?
T-Pain.
Really? You're a big fan?
What?
That's dope.
Fire.
You did a song with him yet?
Fuck no.
You probably could.
Hell yeah.
Easy. Yachty did one.
He fire.
Yeah.
Yachty did a song with T-Pain?
Yeah, and it's fire too.
Man, I gotta get one.
Yeah. That's a. Yo, he would probably be hype.
T-Pain's fucking OD.
You know, T-Pain streams on Twitch, like plays video games, and like people just watch T-Pain play video games and he talks about him. Isn't that insane? I want to see T-Pain doing that. That's fire. All right, yeah. But so, do you love auto tune? Do you feel like it actually like really enhances like your songs? I mean, I like the way it sounds on your.
I like auto tune. I like that shit. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like I like the way auto tune is. But a lot of times I don't need that shit. You feel me? Like I got like a distinctive type of voice where they're like people might think I'm even using auto tune. Like if I do a little tune, like they're like, man, that shit sounds like it's a little auto tune.
Right.
But it's not.
Hey, what was, you know what the first song that I fucking ever like heard you on was?
What?
It was probably unexpected. It was the fucking Kodak Black song on his tape.
Oh, Too Many Years.
Yeah, I love that fucking hook. How that, yo, like, bro, how's that happen?
Bro, I was fucking in the cell when I wrote that shit.
Really?
Bro. Listen, when I wrote that hook, I was about to get sentenced. You feel me?
Really?
I was about to get whatever the judge was going to give me, that's what I was about to get. You feel me? That's, I was in there and I was thinking about that shit. Like, damn, bro. Like, I'm about to, this nigga, it ain't like I'm about to go home right now. It's like, I'm about to get time and I know it.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't know how much time I'm about to get.
So that's real pain right there. Because you feel it when you hear that song. That's like, you really feel it on that shit.
I was singing that shit in the cell. Everybody in the cell was fucking with that shit. Like,
really?
Everybody, like, damn, your boy, yo, what you doing? That's who that?
That thing's been stuck in my head for so many, such a long period of time that I can only imagine you like in the cell singing it over and over and over, just getting it perfect.
Once I finally got it down pat, and like I went to my jail wherever I was going, like that shit followed me everywhere I went. You feel me? It was like everybody loved that shit, bro. It was like motherfuckers was in tears into that shit in the jails, bro. Like
really,
people feel that shit in the jails way. It's like a whole different type of effect. Like when you in the cell and you hear that shit, like damn, because they going through that shit. You feel me? Like and they living that shit. And it's like, they really just be like...
Is it ever scary that you're going to, like, lose the tune? Like, the melody that you have in your head? Like, even though you write it down, you still feel like you might not be able to remember exactly how it was?
You don't know how many times that shit happened to me,
really?
Bro. Like, in jail, I look at that shit on the paper, and I be like, dang, I do not remember this shit. And once you lose the melody, it's different with a rap.
Mm.
Like, once you lose the melody, it's no point in you having the words no more. Like, that shit don't even matter, because it's not going to sound the same. Like, it's like... However, it might rhyme still, but it's not going to sound the same how you had that shit. Like, so I lost my melodies millions of times, though, bro. Like,
because
I fucking lose. My memory is ass, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You smoke too much weed.
Definitely.
You stop hanging out with guys like Matt. Sour Matt, fucking drug dealer.
Matt.
Hey, so, but that Kodak is the perfect dude to be rapping on that song, too, because there's so much pain in his voice, and it's, like, minimal, really, but you can hear it.
He really one of the people that been through that shit. You feel me? Like, it's not too many young, up-and-coming artists, like, right now that I could say, that I know of, like, that really been through some jail shit, you feel me? Like, really been in and out of the prison since they was youth, you feel me? Up until now.
Yeah. How'd you meet Kodak?
Pretty much, he signed to Atlantic, you feel me?
Okay.
So, my A&R signed him. Like, he signed me, A Boogie, Kodak Black.
All the East Coasters, huh?
Fetty.
Yeah.
You feel me? Yeah, he signed a lot of people in Orlando.
Oh, so he's the one who plugged you with Fetty and shit, too?
Yeah, yep.
Okay. That's dope. Yeah, see, it's really, I seen you on Instagram with Kodak. So it's like, you guys have like a personal friendship now?
Yeah, that nigga Kodak don't fuck with nobody.
Yeah, that's what even his manager
told
me. He
didn't want to fuck with me, bro. I'm going to keep it 100, bro. Like, he didn't want to fuck with me. Like, it took for him to hear that hook to want to meet me. You feel me? Like he was in New York for a minute, like 3 days or something like that. And my A&R was trying to get it together, but like, he was like on some shit like, man, he don't really like meeting people. Like, if he don't know you, like, if he don't, like, he don't really fuck with nobody. Like, it don't matter who you is. I wasn't tripping, you feel me? Like,
interviewing the ski mask. That really proved, that showed, like, I don't fuck with anybody. I don't like you. I'm basically robbing you right now.
Yeah. Like, he one of them niggas, like, he just don't give a fuck. Like, man, that's just how he is, you feel me? Like, I wasn't tripping, though, you feel me? Like, because I don't know him. Like, it's not like I'm losing a friend. Like, it's not like so I just was like, cool. But when he heard the hook, like, I was in LA, you feel me? When he heard the hook. He was like, he fucking with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
My A&R told me. I'm like, all right, yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
That's dope. I went to New York. I met him.
And just...
Yeah, we was vibing.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
That's
like, he was on the same type of shit that I was on. Like, first we were just looking at shit. Like, we were just looking. We said, what's up and all that.
Yeah.
We had to get a feel for each other, you feel me? Yeah.
Yeah, I always hear that about him. He's just he's tough to get through to.
Yeah, like but. At first you might like think that he's an asshole. Like you might like not fuck with him. But, like when you meet him and you be around him and you see like that's just how he is. He's been through so much shit. Like people fucked him over so many times. Like what the fuck do I need to meet new people for? Like if you ain't benefiting me, if you're not about to put no money in my pockets, like if I don't fuck with you already, like. What do I need to meet you for? Like, it's like, do you I'm feel already like, doing what I'm doing.
You feel like that in a way, in the sense that, like, you come from such a street environment and now you're hanging out with all these fucking normal ass people. They have absolutely no clue what you've been through. They think everything's sweet. They don't understand that you fucking, you know, have the things with you that come from the shit that you've been through.
Nah, it's like, me, I'm just different. Like, I'm humble, you feel me? I'm blessed. Like, and I know that. Last year, nigga, I was homeless, fucked up, broke. Like, so all the shit that I got now is like, I take that shit and I let that shit be my inspiration. Like, dang, like I really came from nothing. Now that I got this, like I ain't never going. I'm not trying to be broke again. You feel me? Like I'm never going back broke. Like that's dead.
You got a temper though. Could you be triggered to fucking do something crazy, violent, something like that? Like,
definitely.
Like, I seen you tweet if a person takes my chain, I'm gonna stop rapping.
That's my nigga Kodak bars right there. That's some new Kodak, so y'all gonna hear that shit.
Oh, that's
me?
New. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
If a nigga take my chain, I'm gonna stop rapping.
Do you believe that too?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we ain't going for that shit. You feel me? Like, right. A lot of people might not think that. I might, like, it's not even just about taking my chain. You feel me? It's like, I'm not letting you walk around with this shit. You feel me? Like, this is my shit. You feel me? New Lane Entertainment. New Lane. That's my brand. Like, that's my company.
So, are you trying to sign people to that? Are you trying to do that kind of thing?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
I got a little bike rider that I just signed. You feel
Who?
Me? He's from Philly. His name Bike Life Rex. You should look him up.
I will.
He's the coldest.
We had the
he do pedal bike shit.
Yeah, we had the dude D-Blocks on this podcast. You know the D-Blocks?
D-Blocks is fire.
He was on here.
Hell yeah, he's fire.
He's a fascinating individual. All he cares about, he was straight up like, I wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning. I go outside, ride my bike for 5 hours.
I think I seen that shit where he was like, somebody asked him something. Yeah. He was just like, what?
You know Usain Bolt follows him on Instagram?
Yeah.
When he told me that, I was just like, damn, they're both athletes in a weird way. That's crazy.
Yeah, yo, he be doing some amazing shit on them bikes.
But so, okay, a day in the life of PNB Rock, though, if you're in Philly, can you walk up and just walk to the store? No worries? You don't fuck with that anymore?
Nah, I can't walk down the street in Philly.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, I'm a fucking star out there, bro. Like, I ain't saying it like, it's a good thing and a bad thing, you feel me? Like,
right.
I be having to be on, like, super low-key high time when I'm in Philly.
Right.
Like, it's like the kids.
You gotta dip through, see everybody, and then leave.
Hell yeah, like. Fans and shit be going crazy.
Right. And there's just too many people that don't have anything out there too. That
yeah, it's like I got a Bentley Mustang, the biggest Bentley, like all besides the truck.
You're a target out there with that.
Yeah, so it's like I can't really float through there like and not be noticed. Like who else that is but Meek or PNB Rock? They already know. Like we the only two that got this shit, you feel me? So they know it's either one of us in there and they gonna be on that shit.
When did you buy the Bentley?
Shit, man, what? Like I wanna say like 5 months ago, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
And so was that like a big victory? Was that your first car ever or just your first nice car?
No, it was I bought a car before. Uh-huh. It was like all some Craigslist shit with some finessing shit. Like I finessed and got a wheel.
Right.
But that was for $1,500. You feel me?
Yeah, that's a different category.
You feel me? Hell yeah. And I ain't really own it. You feel me? Like I ain't had no title or none of that shit. But this one is mine. You feel me? Purchase.
That's dope.
You feel me? So it's like, I ain't never know what type of car I wanted. You feel me? And when I had the money, like to finally get a car, and I had other bread, like, I'm like, because I wasn't going to just get a car, like, and just fuck up all my money, you feel me? So I was just chilling, like, I had money for a minute. And once I got signed, I didn't really fuck up no money. Like, I wasn't one of those niggas that just went out and fucked up a check. Like, I probably copped a couple lays, a little $1,000 worth of shit, like, every here and there, you feel me? Just was spending it little by little, but I was stacking that shit. And when it was time for me to get a wheel, I didn't know what the fuck to get, bro. Like, I was like, fuck, I'm about to cop a Bentley. That was the first thing that came to my head, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm about to get the biggest Bentley I could get.
Well, Meek flexes the Bentleys and the Rollies so hard. It's like pure, like, he's like Tony Robbins, like, inspirational speaker with the fucking Rollie. That's just every day, the Rollie, the Rollie. And I'm just convinced in my head, like, I need to get the Rollie. I need the Rollie. He sets the bar kind of high for Philly guys.
No, yeah, definitely. Shout out to Meek.
That's amazing. Anything else that you, like, splurged on since you, like, spent a shitload of money on?
Ah, man, shit. I got a burger shop.
A burger shop?
Yeah, Burger Lane.
Right in Philly?
Yeah.
Wow, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
That's dope.
I'm just trying to get this money, bro.
How's your daughter living now? It's fucking, she must be comfortable all the time.
She's a celebrity,
bro.
Yeah. Really? She's only 3, man. She already know, like, who her dad is. Like, what she doing. Like, she already know that she gonna do something. Like, she real active. Like,
that's
she's
dope.
Smart. She crazy, man.
Your relationship with the mother all right?
Yeah. Hell
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to hear. That's
like we ain't together. You feel me? But it's like we ain't beefing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. So talk to like, where do you stay at? That's what I'm wondering.
I stay.
Move out to Jersey.
I stay. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I stay in Jersey, like right by Manhattan.
Right.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Cause I mainly be in Manhattan. Like that's where a lot of shit get done at.
You feel me? Like, you traveling like all the time now?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I just came from Ohio. Shit, I'm about to go to fucking Toronto, I think.
Really?
No, Ottawa, Canada. I don't know where the fuck. I don't know. But I know I'll be everywhere, though, bro. Like, starting to be, like, it's, like, now, like, within the past, like, I want to say 2 months, like, I've been
trying. You just have offers to do something every fucking day out of the...
Email is clicking, like, email is clicking. Yeah.
And are you motivated to, like... Actually, like, do you have enough money now that you're kind of like starting to feel like, oh, I don't have to be taking every single opportunity? Or yeah. Are you still just on top of everything? Like,
it's like, some people, like, when they hear my rate, like, they get like, what?
You're like, motherfucker, I'm on the radio.
Yeah, it's different. I'm not even on the radio though, so it's like, I can't say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Selfish isn't on the radio in Philly and shit?
Nah.
Really?
Nah. What? That shit is crazy, right?
You're signed. I thought that's what they're supposed to do for you.
Yeah, but it's like, when you sign, it's like, it's a line for that shit, bro. Yeah. Believe it or not. Like, it's everybody trying to get on the radio that's in that same category that you in. You feel me? So everybody trying, like, everybody got their little singles and shit, and if it's politics. You feel me?
Selfish, like, came out how long? Like a year ago?
Nah, that shit came out, what, like 7 months ago? August.
And was that like a complete and total game changer for you?
Yeah, like, it was different. So when I made Selfish, I made two other songs at the same time. So I made three songs. And like when I was in the studio, everybody was hype about them other two songs, like, because they were like more up-tempo and it was like some vibey shit. It was hot.
Really?
You feel me? But I was like on some, like, other song, that Selfish shit I did, that shit is fucking fire. Like, it's different. And I, like, that shit... I liked the song a lot, you feel me? So I knew, I kind of like knew it was different for me.
Uh-huh.
And when that shit started doing what it was doing, it was like, this is the shit I need to be doing.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Wait, so was that like, has this all been like a slow process of you realizing like, I want to just keep making these fucking R&B bangers that are going to just get in everybody's head and give me those crazy opportunities?
Yeah, it's crazy because like when I first like was doing this shit like and making songs and shit, like I was really trying to structure my shit like to more, be like more street. Like, you feel me? Like, and come out with more like street songs, like, and like sprinkle my shit with the girls in there so that I can't like can't lose the girls. But like the R&B shit come to me fast. Like when I hear a song or I hear a beat, the melody shit come to me way faster than I hear like some lyrics to some rap shit. You feel me? Like,
like
that shit is just natural. Like, so it was like, why not? Like,
you don't sound bad as a rapper at all though. I mean, like, you do have that for sure, but is that just for fun in your opinion?
Yeah, I feel like I like using my melodies and shit more.
Right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Damn. So have you ever, this is a question that I bet you've been asked before that like people have wondered about, is have you ever let anybody write for you?
Nah.
Never crossed that line?
Nah. It's like, it's not that I won't, you feel me? Like, but I don't think I need it right
now. Some of your stuff sounds so good, it's almost like hard to believe. Like, damn, you wrote all these fucking hits. Like, they're all so catchy. Like, it just sounds like a fucking,
yeah, that's why I got a lot of publishing deals coming crazy. Like, they think a lot of people want to sign me, like, to a publishing deal.
Really?
Like, and lock me in, try to get me, but I'm waiting until I get, like, platinum.
Right.
Like, Fetty did. Fetty told me this. It's like, my man, he told me, man, like, I listened to Orlando. Orlando told me, don't sign no publishing deal until you got, like, till your shit go platinum at least, you feel me?
Really?
They gave me $6 million for publishing, you feel me? I'm like, damn.
That's really?
Hell yeah, like $6 million, fuck. Like, just for publishing, you feel me? So it's like,
you have a real good relationship with Fetty. You guys are kind of similar positions because, like,
that's my bro.
Jersey and Philly are like sister states, and fucking, he's doing a lot of the similar stuff that you're doing in terms of just having the fucking melodies and shit.
Yeah, he like, he pretty much like, he taught me like a lot of shit, like from the jump. Like, when he met me, he fucked it with me. And he the type of person, like, if he fuck with you, he gonna want to steer you in the right direction, you feel me? And he definitely, like, put me on a lot of shit, like, from the rip. Like, this is what you do, this is what you don't do type shit, you feel me?
Right.
And I listen.
Because you fucking learn a shitload in the music industry, especially if you got hits. You learn it real fucking fast. So everybody's trying to fucking take advantage of you, and you got to do certain things. And, yeah, it's crazy. Who's the girl that you write all your songs about?
It's, like, different girls, you feel me?
Oh, it's
like,
a bunch of different girls.
One time, like, I was really in love. That's the one, like, I had a love before, like, and like a lot of my shit, like if you hear me talking about some shit where I was in love, it would be about her.
Mm-hmm.
I had a girl whereas though, like, she was like my ride or die, you feel me? I had a ride or die. Like, and that was probably lasted for 2 years, 3 years.
Right.
The other one was a longer relationship, probably like five. Like, all my shit was like, I only had like two real relationships, you feel me? And I mainly like talk about those shits, like really was like in the past, and like everything else, like be just from like all the bitches that I be fucking with. Like I make a song about a bitch that I just don't even really know.
You're perfectly happy being single right now, I'm assuming. Yeah. has shit changed
like,
a lot?
I just be talking about my situations and shit like in the songs now. Like it don't even be like about a specific girl. It'd be about like three different girls, like, but right. I'm talking about it all at the same time.
What kind of girls do you go for?
I don't like. I like pretty girls. You feel me? Like that's one thing that I can say. Like you don't gotta have a fat, super fat ass. But you like you just gotta be pretty. I like long hair. You feel me? I like girls that's doing shit. Like I don't really like go for the bartender bitches.
Right.
I like them. You feel me? Like I fuck them. You feel me? I definitely fuck them, and I definitely do be fucking them. But it's like if I'm looking for like a girl that I want like you feel me chill and vibe with, like it's like a regular bitch.
You like white girls?
Yeah, hell really? Yeah, I love them.
You feel like you
all different type of girls.
Is it harder to relate to a white girl because they're always talking about Dave Matthews Band, fucking shit like that?
Nah, I feel
it
like,
just came to me. I don't know.
I feel like the white girls that I be interacting with, like they be more so like right. hip. Like they be on some hip shit. Like they be coming, they fuck with 21 Savage, go to black and see, you feel me? So it's like it's different.
When you listen to music now, what do you listen to on average? 21?
Like different people, like as far as like
I listen to
everybody.
I
listen to everybody coming up. Like I listen to all the up and comings.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody's on the same wave as me. You
right.
feel me?
That's
like, so it's like I stay in tune.
And so you were naming R. Kelly as one of your influences earlier, and you recently got the R. Kelly cosign.
Yeah.
So what the fuck was that
funny
like?
As hell. I was fucking in the studio, and somebody was like, "Yo, fucking, you see what R. Kelly tweeted?" I'm like, "What do you mean?" They're like, "Bro, R. Kelly tweeted you." I looked at the tweet. R. Kelly tweeted. He retweeted this "Hanging Up My Jersey" song with Ty Dolla $ign.
Crazy.
He was like, "Yo, shout out to PNB Rock and Ty Dolla $ign for using my sample, my already hit, making my already hit another hit."
Yeah, had so to I include that in there that he already had a hit.
I was laughing. I was cracking up.
Yeah.
But no, that shit was love, bro. Like,
that's crazy.
That was inspiration. You feel me? That was motivation. I was like, damn, keep going.
Was that like sort of the plan on the new tape that you were gonna sort of like use some of the like big hits from the past, like the Ain't a Play No More too? You kind of used the title, sort of like tied it into that.
That shit wasn't planned.
Oh,
it
really?
Was like shit just happened like that. You feel me? Like Play No More. Like that was. I wasn't a big fan of that song, you feel me, at first. Like, that shit grew on me.
Really?
Like, yeah, like, I had to, like, it took me a long time to write my verse type shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the hook was, like, it was different for me. Like,
yeah.
And the beat and everything, like, but everybody that was in the studio when I created it, like, it was different type of people, all different type of races. Like, it was, like, a different type of, I was in with people from Atlantic Records and shit, and it was, like.
You're, like, a big melting pot when you're recording?
It don't always be like that, but just so happened to be that day, like, it was, like, different people, like, they always, like, different people that was wanting me to write for them, like different people that just was like, it was like all like A&Rs and shit. Like they was in there, they just was in love with this hook, bro. Like in love with this shit. Like when I was creating it, like they just was like a fucking fish in the tank. I was the fish. They just was stuck looking at that shit. Like,
is that how you feel a lot as a rapper? Is that you got all these fucking weird people that are completely outside your culture and they're just observing you in your natural habitat?
Nah, I feel like I love the shit, you feel me? Like, I love everything about that thing that I do, you feel me? All the shit that come with the shit that I do, I love it, you feel me? Like,
so you're lucky.
I embrace it.
You've really, like, suffered so that you can actually have the perspective. A lot of times you see, like, kids blow up and rap and they're, like, 16 and they never did shit in their whole life, never even had to have a job, never mind go to fucking jail or some shit, you know? It's like they don't know how good their fucking life is, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, constantly see that.
I know what's going on, you feel me? Like, exactly. I'm aware.
So what's your relationship with drugs like, outside of weed? I hear you talking about the Zans and the lean, but is it hard? You seem like a very motivated guy. Is it hard to balance those? I know it's hard to balance those. So
I smoke weed all day, every day. You feel me? Like I do other drugs, but it's not like every day.
Once in a while.
It's like when I want to, like, and it depends. Like if I'm with somebody that's doing, like, I don't do no hardcore shit. Like I might fuck with the perks. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like I did Zans a few times, but that's not like really my twist because I did some crazy shit off of the Zans.
What'd you do? I've done some crazy shit off the Zans.
No, like I did some real crazy shit, bro. Like I only did Zans like twice, you feel me? And the first time I did it, I had just came home from placement.
Mm-hmm.
My man Kodak, he just came home too, so shout out to Kodak. He gave me 2 Zanny bars, and it was like, I never did it before. I ain't never do no pills. Like, I used to just fuck with the weed.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, take half of this joint. Like, he gonna be good. I'm like, half. I'm like, nigga, I smoke weed all day, every day. Nigga, I'm about to get high. So he like, man, like, take half. I'm like, all right, I took half. Like that shit didn't kick in for me. I felt like it was a long time. So I took the other half. Wham, that shit kicked in.
Yeah,
I was feeling it. I was feeling good too, though. It was like a good. Like I was like, damn, I like this shit.
Right.
Like, and I'm like a I'm like a fucking hype beast, you feel me? So, like, probably like 20 minutes later, I popped a whole another one. Wham.
Oh, my God.
And I was on my level, you feel me? But I ain't remembering none of the shit that happened. Like, I woke up the next day, and I had all this money in my pocket and shit. And, like, my man, like, this was my right-hand man at the time. Yeah, I had a lick. My man, it was my right-hand man at the time. He was sitting at the head of the bed. Like, I was in his crib. Like, it was the track crib at the time, but it was, like, his crib. Like, he stayed on the top floor. So, the nigga just looking at me and shit. So, I'm like, what's up, bro? Like, I'm still, like, I'm on my afters. I don't know if you know what that is, but it's, like I'm still, like, kind of high.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like, I'm, like, kind of groggy, though, too, though. Like, so I'm, like, a little.
5 hours.
I was a little mad, you feel me? Like, for no reason type shit.
Oh, that,
like,
too. Yeah, the anger. Yeah.
Yeah, I was so he looking at me and shit. I'm like, what's up? He like, bro, you don't remember what you did last night? Shit. I'm like, oh, what's up? He like, nigga, he got hype as shit. Like, he jumped up. Like, nigga, we was gambling. He like, nigga, I was cracking your head. He like, I got you for all your bread. And he was like, you asked me for a check. Like, a check mean, like, if I'm losing all my money and shit, if I lost all my money, it's like, damn, like, give me some of that shit back, bro. Like, give me, like, $20 to get the fuck on the bus or something. Like, give me $15 to get some grub. At least something, you feel me? Like, depending on how much you lost.
Wiped out.
I got clean, I guess. You feel me? He ain't give me no check. Like, he might have been playing at the time because I was high as shit, and he probably just wanted to be like, just go chill, like, somewhere. Like, I'm going to give you some bread, but just chill.
Yeah.
But I wasn't gone. Like, you feel me? And he had a pistol, and he said, I took the pistol from under the joint, whipped it out on him, had him hemmed up, all this crazy shit, bro. I robbed him, though. Like, I robbed him. And this what was my right-hand man, like, off of his hands, though. It wasn't like
that,
me.
That should make you not do it anymore. At least not really do it anymore. That's scary shit.
Bro,
right
like,
there.
I was tripping, bro. Like, and I didn't remember none of that shit. I couldn't.
Two Zans will do that
shit
to you, though, too. That's
fried.
Too much. That's fucking scary.
That shit was crazy, though, bro. My man was sick, bro. Like, we was really, like.
Hey, you can say
a lot of shit changed after that.
Split a Zan with Kodak Black. That's like in Lady and the Tramp when they're eating the spaghetti and they fucking are both like slurping on the noodles. That's like the modern version of that. You and Kodak splitting a Zan. Goddamn, that's fire. If Kodak gave me literally any drug, I would probably do it. I'd be like, respect.
Kodak don't do no drugs.
He doesn't do anymore?
Nah, he can't.
Really?
Yeah, oh, he's in a situation. He can't do shit, bro.
Damn, you're lucky that you don't get drug tested, though. At least that's fucking.
Yeah, like I'm a free shit. Man now. Like I'm done. I maxed out. You feel me? Like,
really?
Yeah, that's all fire. My time is I paid him everything that I owed him.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do we need to know about A Boogie with the Hoodie? How'd you hook up with him?
Same thing. Like the same. I ain't even going to say that because it was different for me and A Boogie.
You guys
seem
pretty
same
tight.
Person signed us. You feel me? Mm-hmm. But earlier on in the line, like when I first started like getting a little buzz in New York, I had a booking in the Bronx, and he was there. He had a booking there too. They was deep as shit in there. Him and the High Bridge niggas. That's my gang. I fuck with them heavy. So we went in there. This was prior to me knowing him, though. We went in there. I did my thing. I performed. Everybody was fucking with this shit, OD. And he was performing after me and shit. So he went and his shit was fire. Like, his shit was OD fire. Like, I was listening to that shit. Like, I'm the type of person. I ain't no hater, you feel me? Mm-hmm. So I told him, like, yo, I'm fucking with this shit, you feel me? It was like a shake. I shook their hands, you feel me? And we dipped. But on my way back to Philly, you feel me? I was listening to his shit on SoundCloud. Like, I looked him up. I was listening to his shit. I listened to all his shit. And I was like, damn, this nigga hot as shit. You feel me? Like, and I was like somewhere like established in Philly, like in a little, even a little bit in New York. Like people knew who I was, you feel me, towards where I'm getting booked and shit. Mm-hmm. So I put him on my Snapchat, you feel me, like showing love, like put like probably 3 or 4 songs on his shit. His people was just reaching out to me like, damn, shout out. We appreciate the love. You feel me? Like you one of the first niggas like that's like got a little bit of like buzz that's fucking with our shit, like showing us love and shit. I'm like, no, always like if a nigga hot, like I ain't one of them niggas that's gonna be hating. Like if I could put you on or even show you any type of shine or show you some type of love, you feel me? Bro, this nigga A Boogie, I put him on my page a couple times. A Boogie, he fire. He hot. And then later on down the line, you feel me, like they reached out and we did a feature. It was that I Don't Know shit.
Right.
So we did the I Don't Know shit. It was a while ago, bro. A long ass time ago. It was way before it came out.
Right.
And we had that shit for a minute. And then he eventually got signed to the same person that signed me. Like, he signed him.
Yeah.
So we...
Orlando's killing it out there, huh?
Yeah,
he's got a whole
yeah.
bunch of hitters.
Yeah, he that bull right now. Shout out to Orlando.
That's crazy. Hey, so what... This is my main question. Oh, well, first I want to ask about the album. Like, is this a big plan for you? Is, like, that you're going to drop, like, a series... like, an album in the future? Or is it going to be completely different than like, the mixtapes that you've been doing along the way?
I'm working on my album right now. I'm working on my album, and I'm also working on a project with me and A Boogie.
Oh, okay, so full tape together. Yeah, I seen that on Double XL the other day.
Yeah.
So it was the album. Like, are you trying to, like, really go, like, really show what you're capable of with this in terms of, like, making, like, huge, giant songs?
It's going to be, like, you're going to see, like, the change from me going through the motions, like, and to me being, it's going to be, like, rated R.
Right.
Yeah.
That's great.
So it's like, A lot of shit changed, man, like within a few months.
Yeah.
Me? And I still had songs that didn't make Going Through the Motions. That's fire. You really? Feel me? That I don't know if they're gonna make R rated because like some of the shit that I got is like next level, like different producers, and it's like I don't know. It's gonna be different,
right?
Yeah, that shit is definitely gonna be different.
The first album is just always like the craziest thing. Cause that's like, especially for somebody like you that obviously has the potential to be like a huge fucking pop star. I feel like that's like where you really like show people who you are, and it's like the mixtapes you can afford to like you know bounce around a little bit, try ideas out and shit like that. But the album's like, this is who I am, especially the first album.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be fire, bro.
I don't want to ignore the tape that you got out right now, though, because that only came out like a month ago, right?
Yeah. That shit is fire, too. It's going crazy. Selfish just went gold, bro.
Really?
4 days ago.
Holy shit. Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
But now with no promo or none of that shit,
that's
bro.
That's crazy.
Like, people fucking with it so much that they're streaming it, buying it. So
the song with Quavo and A Boogie is fucking fire, too. Yeah, that's like another favorite one besides the...
I was just with this nigga Quavo the other day.
Hey, really?
The video shoot. Him, Travis Guy, and Uzi for this Fast and the Furious shit. That shit
really?
Crazy.
Were you on the soundtrack?
We all on the soundtrack.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fire.
I got two placements on that soundtrack.
That's where the money's out of here.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So, like, what at this point, you already, you know, you got the Bentley... You got, you know, the name recognition. People know about you. You got the label deal. You got money in the bank. What actually, like, gets your ass off the couch every day and, like, drives you to fucking fight to make your career bigger and bigger? Like, what do you consider your goal?
I don't know. Like, I don't set goals. You feel me? Like, I'm not that type of person. Like, you feel me? Like, everything that I got or everything that I ever wanted to do, like, that I thought I wanted to do, I done did that shit.
Right.
You feel me? Like, already. You feel me? Like, so it's like, I don't really set goals. I just go and get it, bro. Like, I love it. You feel me? Like, I like the going, getting up. Like, I don't give a fuck if I go to sleep at fucking 6 in the morning. If I get in a crib at 5:30, 6 in the morning, I'm going to wake up at 8 o'clock. You feel me? Like, check my phone, see what the fuck is going on. Like, when my manager texts me and see, like, what the fuck is next. You feel
right.
me? Like, how I'm starting my day to day. Like, I love that shit, bro. Like, because I ain't always had no agenda. And, like, now, like, I got a fucking whole calendar of shit to do. Like, let's get it. Let's fucking go and get it. You feel me? Like, and I always want to be in the studio. It's like... I don't know. It's nothing else that I want to do. You feel me? Like, I don't got no hobbies and none of that shit. Like, where is there? Like, I could say that I want to go do this and let's go do that. Like,
right.
The fucking music is like,
let's
what
go
I like to do.
Hunting.
You feel me?
Let's,
yeah, like,
let's go to the circus.
Fucking, nigga, when I don't got nothing to do, I just want to go to the studio. You feel me? Like, that's where I'm cool with being. Like, I don't need nobody there. I could be there by myself with the weed and some beats and I'm good.
You're in the zone right now because you're addicted to the thing that is also the most productive and profitable, you know, but you're really addicted and you're good at it.
Yeah,
and
man.
You got a big baggie full of fucking Bearwoods. Shut up, Bearwoods.
Shout out to fucking Bearwoods.
Goddamn,
bro.
You know those things are like $30 or some shit, right?
Man, I don't know, man, but I know they lit.
They lace your ass up real quick.
Yeah,
they
man, got when you're a rapper, they show you love, bro, so that's why I fuck with everybody that fuck with. Like, we, it's like a community with this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, they understand. We understand each other, you feel me?
That's dope that you just got hooked up with that, though, because Bearwoods, I seen them charge some very, very big names in the rap industry. They don't give a fuck because those things apparently are pretty expensive to produce. They got all kinds of crazy waxing and shit. I don't know why the fuck I'm standing for them right now. They ain't giving me any money. Maybe I'll get some free woods. That'd be cool.
Hey, man, you might not.
I might not. I'm just a fucking podcast host. I ain't even got hits. All right, man. So
Jumper is lit, bro.
Hey, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was fucking really...
OD.
When I got offered this one, I was like, yeah, we definitely need that. I'm trying to get motherfuckers on the come up. You're already a little bit past on the come up, but...
I'm on the come up, bro, because like, you'd be surprised. Like, I'm known a lot of places, but a lot of places I'm not known. You feel me? I just was on tour. I did the promo tour with Shy Glizzy and...
Who's
Day-Day.
Dope as fuck. Shaq Lizzie is amazing.
Yeah, I fuck with both of them. Yeah. And like a lot of the places that we was in, like on the down south tip, didn't know who the fuck I was, bro. Like not even a clue.
But they know the songs.
No, bro. Oh, really? It was like they was just really just getting introduced to me. Like it was like that shit was weird as fuck.
It's
like
crazy.
Me performing for people that don't know who you is and like people just standing there and shit.
It's like you're all the way back to square one. But
yeah, but it was like, I've been there already, you feel me? Right. And I know, like, the music is actually fire. So, and I know they're going to, like, once they hear the shit, I'm not going to give it. I don't give a fuck if people just standing there. I'm still going to turn up. I'm still going to get them my all. You feel me? I'm still going to be on that bitch lit. Like, they fucking with this shit. Because, like, the music is fire. And I know that shit is going to sink in eventually. You feel
right.
me? And every time I left a city, every time I left a state, my shit was going up. Followers like 500, 700. I'm like, damn, this shit busting, you feel me? Like, it's working, you feel me? So I knew something was happening on the promo tour, but it was crazy because people didn't know who the fuck I was, bro.
You got to just keep beating people over the head with it over and over.
Yeah, hell yeah. It's starting to get there, though.
It's fire, man. Hey, I'm a fan. I've had Selfish stuck in my head and the Kodak Black collab for fucking 10 million years that you've spent in my brain. So I gotta give you the congratulations.
Appreciate that, bro. Real shit.
Show. Shout out to PNB Rock, No Jumper, YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes. Check his shit out on all those platforms as well. And show the man some love. Shout out to Philadelphia out there.
Oh, yeah, man. Going through the motions, man. Go listen to that shit. Stream that shit on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen to your music at, SoundCloud, anywhere. You feel me? Going through the motions that way.
This podcast was brought to you by Wawa. People from Philly always think it's hella funny that I know about Wawa.
Yeah, I was about to say, they ain't got Wawas out here.
Hell no, no.
How you, man? If you don't fuck with me, you're a stupid dumb idiot.